朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
早上跟弟兄姊妹一起思想奉献到底它的意义是什么。But rather to look together with you at the true meaning of offering. 我相信今天在座不少的弟兄姊妹跟我一样。I'm sure that like many here, in my situation. 我们不喜欢在教会里面做一件我们自己都莫名其妙的事情。We don't like to do something, that even to ourselves we feel very uncomfortable or don't know why we're doing it. 我们知道这个时代人人都不喜欢盲从。We know that in this generation, there's not one person that likes to,
我们都不喜欢瞎着眼睛跟着人家走
to follow blindly.
但是呢，很多时候我们莫名其妙的，我们就常常活在盲从的情况里面。
And yet, seemingly, we always seem to exist within that atmosphere of just following along blindly.
我盼望我们教会在金钱的奉献上能够了解明白奉献真正圣经里面给我们的意义是什么。
And yet, I hope that we together as a congregation can understand the meaning of offering as seen within scripture.
我常常听见人家说，我们不要担心教会有经济的难处，因为我们的神是丰富的。
Oftentimes, I hear people say, don't be concerned aboutfinancial situation because our God is a generous God.
那是我自己的感觉，从另外一个角度来看。
But yet, from another point of view,
我觉得今天教会不需要担心经济的问题，不只是上帝是丰富的，我说今天的信徒是丰富的。
I'd say not only should we not be concerned with offering because of the generosity of our God, but also because of the generosity of his children.
我记得 D.L. Moody 有一次去参加一个祷告会。
I remember D.L. Moody in one prayer meeting that he attended.
在那个祷告会里面，他们在迫切祷告，希望他们有一个教会的一个计划要推动。
And as they fervently prayed for that plan and that instrument, pushing forward of a church plan,
他们迫切的在祷告，求主把金钱加给他们。
They were praying fervently that God would grant them, financial blessings.
穆迪进去了以后，听见他们在为这个事情祷告。
And as Moody entered into that prayer meeting and hearing what they were praying for,
他就中间就打岔，他就说：“你们不要祷告，都跟我站起来。”
He said, "Don't pray anymore. Stand together with me."
不要祷告
Don't pray.
只要把你们口袋里面的支票簿拿出来，每一个人开一张支票，这些钱都解决了
That all you have to do is stand up and take your checkbook out, and the problem will be solved.
但是问题在哪里
But where was the problem?
我们要了解到底真正奉献的意义在哪里
We have to understand the true meaning of offering.
今天早上我们看了历代至上这一段的经文
And so we have looked together at this passage found in First Chronicles.
有人说历代至上下这两卷书可以在圣经里面拿掉。
Some people have said that First and Second Chronicles could be omitted from Scripture.
因为它里面有许多的记载，差不多在列王记上下都有记载。
Because most of it has been recorded already in First and Second Kings.
尤其历代至上从第一章读到十二章，枯燥无味，从亚当一直排下来都是名字。
And it seems that at least in the very beginning of Chronicles, a very dry portrayal from Adam down.
但是事实上列王记和历代记有很大的不同。
And yet we see a very marked difference between Chronicles and Kings.
列王记是从先知的角度来看旧约列王的历史。
For we see in the books of the Kings a perspective from the vantage point of a prophet.
我们从历代记看见他是从祭司的角度来看犹太人的宗教的情形。
And from Chronicles we see the vantage point being that of a priest.
特别我们在历代之上从十七章开始我们看见大卫有强烈的为神建圣殿的心和负担
From 1 Chronicles the 17th chapter we see the beginning of David's burden for the building of God's temple
请各位看历代之上第十七章第一节
If you were to turn to the 17th chapter of 1 Chronicles
他为什么有一个强烈的要为神建殿的心呢
What was that burning desire within the heart of David?
他 他这里的感觉和哈该先知哈该的感觉很像。
We see very similar David's burden here with the prophet Haggai.
十七章第一节，大卫住在自己的宫中，对先知拿单说：“看哪、啊，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的月桂反在幔子里。”所以他就说：“我想要为耶和华建一个圣殿。”
Then in verse 1 it says, after David had settled in his palace, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here am I living in a palace of cedar, while the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent." And that became the driving motivation for David to build the temple.
先知哈该也有这样类似的话。
Also, the prophet Haggai had the similar words to say.
在哈该书第一章第七节说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察你们自己的行为。
There in verse 7 of chapter 1 of the prophet Haggai, this is what the Almighty said, give careful thought to your ways.
第八节，上帝说，你们要上山取木料来建造这殿。
Go up into the mountain and bring down timber to build the house.
上帝说，我就因此喜乐，而且得荣耀。
So that I, God, may take pleasure in it and be glorified or honored.
然后他说，因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
There later on it says, because of my house which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house.
大卫自己住在宫殿里面，他就想到神的居所。
So we see David sitting in his own palace thought of the dwelling place of God.
但圣经告诉我们说，上帝没有许可大卫来建圣殿。
Yet scripture tells us that God did not permit David to build the temple.
所以在历代志上二十二章、二十八章、二十九章有三次。
And so we see within the last part of Chronicles, that David publicly came forth speaking concerning this matter.
三次在他的讲演说里面都提到建圣殿的事情和他的负担。
And in each of these three occurrences, we see David portraying and communicating the burden to build the temple of God.
然后在他讲话的中间，在二十三章和二十七章，他就诉诸行动，付诸行动，把他准备为神建殿的一些行动，在那里我们看见有很美的安排。
Then in chapter 23 and 27, we see descriptions of how David prepared and made provision for the building of the temple.
他预备建殿的材料。
Preparing there the materials for the building.
我最受感动的就是圣殿还没有盖起来，他已经把那两万八千个利未人都把他们分班在圣殿里面工作。
And yet what has moved my heart is that David, even before the building of the temple, had already prepared that 28,000Levites to serve within the temple.
这两万八千人，有的是祭司，有的是守门的，有的是看殿的，有一些人是专门分派出来做事班。
Each of these Levites had their own perspective jobs, whether it be watching the door or offering the offering.
最奇妙的，在二十八章十一节，大卫甚至把建殿的图样都告诉他的儿子所罗门。
Not only so, we see in chapter 28, verse 11, that David even presented to his son Solomon a blueprint of the construction.
在二十九章我们今天所看的这段经文的前面，他也特别把建殿的目的告诉他们。
And then in chapter 29, we see the very express purpose of this construction voiced by David.
刚才我们一起读的第十节到第十九节，是大卫也许是他临终之前最后的一个公开的祷告。
It might be said that in verse 10 to 19 of chapter 29could be the last parting words or the public prayer, the last public prayer of David.
这是一个非常典型的三段式的祷告文。
This, of course, is a very typical three-tier prayer.
十节到十二节，如果我们看在祷告的内容上提到他们称颂神的部分。
We see in verse 10 to 12 the praise given to God.
十三节到十六节是感恩的部分。
Then in verse 13 to 60 we see a prayer of thanksgiving.
十七节到十九节代祷的部分。
And then in 17 to 19 we see the petitioning prayer.
在整个祷告里面有一个主题，就是关于建殿的奉献。
We see a common denominator in all these sections, and that is of the building of the temple or the offering for them.
请各位看历代志上十九章，二十九章，我们看十四节。
So I want to turn together with you to the 14th verse of this 29th chapter.
大卫在这里说：“我算什么？我名算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献
？”There David says, "But who am I, and who are my people that we should be able to give so generously as this?"
在这个地方，他给我们看见非常清楚的， 奉献的意义是什么。
And we see here David painting for us a very vivid picture of the meaning of offering.
他说我算什么？这些乐意奉献的这些百姓算什么
？He says, "Who am I, and who are my people that give as generously as this?"
接下来他就讲了一个原因。
And then we see following a reason given for this.
而因为万物是从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。
For everything comes from you, and we are only giving to you what first came from you.
把奉献金钱看成功德，我觉得这种想法几乎是不可避免。
And we see a very almost inescapable mentality that offering becomes a concept of work righteousness.
我们大部分是中国人。
Most of us are Chinese.
我们从中国的背景出来。
And from that perspective,
你喜欢不喜欢，我们都有一些中国传统的宗教观念。
Whether if you like it or not, we carry with ourselves certain religious concepts from our Chinese culture.
所以，当我们信了主以后，我们在信仰里面的一些宗教行为，有的时候也脱不了我们原来几千年传统的那种宗教的哲学。
And once we become a Christian, inevitably we carry into this new faith.Philosophies and mentalities of these several thousand years of religious thought.
我们在教会里面做一些事情，多多少少有一点向神邀功的感觉。
And inevitably, oftentimes, the work that we do within the church.Turns out to be something that we use as a bargaining chip with God.
那么事实上，这种感觉对还是不对呢？
As to whether this is right or wrong,
我觉得比一个人奉献莫名其妙毫无意义要来得有意义。
I think it is more meaningful than somebody that gives blindly without any motivation at all.
因为起码他把这些金钱奉献在上帝的面前，他知道奉献的对象是谁。
For at least we see somebody giving this money to seemingly a very clear object.
很多时候我们发现我们的奉献完全没有顾到奉献的意义、奉献的对象、奉献的这些方法。
And oftentimes our giving and our giving we don't even give consideration to the purpose.Or the object in which we give our offerings to.
我们说那个人奉献是贿赂良心。
We say that person gives seemingly unaware or unattuned to their conscience.
我们说这个人奉献是跟上帝交换一些好处。
Or perhaps to exchange with God some benefits.
那么起码他知道他奉献的对象是什么。
But yet we see in this kind of offering at least a clear understanding of the object or the target.
这是我们在加州去西来市参观。
When we were able to go to California this past week to visit that temple,
我就跟着人群去看那个地方。
And I went with the crowds to see this Buddhist temple.
我看见一个桌子围绕一些人。
And I saw around a table, a circle of people.
所以我就挤到人群当中。
And I squeezed amongst the crowd.
我就发现有一个尼姑在那里为一个信徒在解释他的那个签。
I saw a nun explaining to a person the chin. The stake. I don't know how to say it.
然后我就听那个尼姑在解释。
And then I saw this nun explaining the stake to this person.
我觉得很有意思。然后他就最后跟这个信徒说：“哎，你虽然不是上上签，你这个签很好。”
And she said, although this is not the best of these sticks, but yet it's pretty good.
哇，那个人拼命谢谢他，好高兴拿了一个好签。
And this person busily thanked this nun for allowing her to pick such a good fortune.
然后我就听到那尼姑跟那个人说了一句话。
And yet then I heard this nun say to this person,
奉献箱在那里。
The offering plate is over there, or the offering box.
这个你拿了这个签，你要放一点香油钱在那里。
And so you have to place within that offering box a certain amount to show your gratitude.
我不知道大家看到这件事，你的感觉怎么样
？I don't know what your response to this type of activity would be.
差劲，这些人差劲。
Perhaps you would say that's miserable people.
迷信。
Superstition.
但是我觉得他的奉献。比我们今天很多人的奉献还要有意义。
And yet, I think in a very real way, their offering carries with it far deeper of meaning than perhaps many of us.
你说他交换也好，你说他感恩也好，他起码有意义。
If you want to say it as exchange or as a time of thanksgiving, at least there's meaning there.
大卫在第十四节这里特别提醒我们。 奉献的意义比这些还要更深。
And yet we see here in the 14th verse, David seeming pointing to a far deeper meaning to offering than these.
他说所有一切都是从你那里来的。
He said everything comes from you.
他说我把从你所得的献给你，意思就是说我把从你所得的还给你。
That in a sense what he's saying here is I return the very things in which originally came from you.
我常常听见有人问我一个问题。
I often hear a question given to me.
李牧师什么叫做十一奉献
？What does it mean to tithe?
十分之一是什么东西的十分之一
？What exactly does this 10% represent, or where does it come from?
是我总收入的十分之一呢，还是纯收入的十分之一
？Does it represent a 10% of my gross income, or does it represent a 10% of what remains or the savings?
所以我们常常听见 gross 跟 net 这两个在那里吵来吵去，到底我的十一是从哪里开始算
？So exactly where does this tithe or this 10% come from?
因为这两个分别很大
because it represents a very marked difference between
因为总收入的十分之一和 net 收入的十分之一里面有一些差别
because we see a difference between what is gross and what is net.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看十四节
but yet if we were to ponder verse 14,
不管你的总收入，你的纯收入。
Whether it be your gross income or your net income, all of that comes from God.
我认为主如果圣经上告诉我们说把我们的收入的十分之一献给他的这一件事情的本身就是恩典。
And I think that here in Scripture we see that the very tithing activity should be seen as God's grace upon our lives.
换句话说，神可以这样说：我给你十分之十，你应该把十分之十都给我，因为都是我的嘛。
Perhaps God could say, "Hey, look, I gave you that 100%. You should return to me that 100%."
但是神说我只要十分之一。
But God says, "Hey, look, I only want 10% of that."
那我个人觉得我没有答案，到底是纯还是重。
And so, personally, I have no answer to whether it is the totality or just the net.
但是我非常的相信，当你从恩典的角度来看奉献的时候，你的奉献会很不一样。
But I truly believe that if we were to look at offering from the vantage point of grace, indeed, our offering motivation would be different.
我们都有这个经验。I think 还小的时候。
I think all of us share a common experience when our children are young.
来找我。
They come looking for us.
说爸爸妈妈生日快到了。
Mom and Dad, my birthday is about to come.
No, 妈妈的生日快到了。
Mom, your birthday is about to come.
他跟我讲，不是跟 Mom 讲。然后他就说，带我出去买东西给妈妈。
And they say to me, "Hey, take me out so we can buy a present for Mom."
我就带他出去了。
And I take them out.
我他很厉害。
But they're very shrewd.
因为他有很高的 taste.
Because their standard or their taste is very high.
他知道送什么东西给妈妈，妈妈会很高兴。
And they know what exactly mom would like to receive.
选了半天。
And after picking and picking,
他说这个东西我要送给妈妈。
And I say, this is the thing that I want to give to mom.
哎呀，我好高兴！哎，他这个人眼光不错。
And I was pretty pleased because I saw in him a very good perspective.
就跑去店员那里。
And we then went to the clerk.
然后就问他多少钱。
How much does it cost?
哇，$80。
$80。
好了，我就在那边等他。
And I waited.
他在等我。
And my son was waiting for me.
要等我的 credit card.
He was waiting for my credit card.
当然只好付了。
Of course, we would have to pay.
他高兴拿回家去。
And very happily, he takes the present home.
把它包起来。
Wrapping it.
To dear mom.
Dear mom.
From your son Chris.
From your son Chris.
你说这种奉献有意思吗？
Is there any meaning in such offering?
我告诉你，妈妈也高兴，爸爸也得意。
I think you would find mom is pleased and dad is proud.
弟兄姊妹，不在乎那个物质，不在乎那个金钱。
And so we see it not in reference to the money or the material given.
而在乎你那一片的心意。
But rather it is solely based on the heart behind it.
弟兄姊妹，当我们现在在讲建堂，我们讲教会的发展。
And so as we speak of the future direction of the church and the church building project.
我 最近几个月常常讲，我们教会需要金钱的奉献。
I've often in these past months spoke of the need for finances.
很多工作需要金钱才能够推动。
That there are many works that are waiting for these finances in order to push forward.
福音广播的工作是用钱去买时间。
That in gospel radio we need money to buy airtime.
但是金钱不在乎多少，而在乎我们的心怎么。
And yet it's not really in reference to the amount, but rather to the heart.
在这里我们看见奉献是什么呢？奉献是恩典。
And so we see here giving or offering is a grace.
我记得十三年前。
I remember 13 years ago.
那时候我决定要到 Boston 来。
That at that time I had decided to come to Boston.
我父亲就问我。
My father asked me this question.
你要到 Boston 去牧会有多认真？
How serious are you when you go to Boston to pastor?
你要去多久？
How long will you be gone?
我跟他说我大概去两年。
I said, well, perhaps I'll be there for 2 years.
两年以后我要回到台湾。
After 2 years, then returning to Taiwan.
现在想起来是很可笑，现在一晃十二年过去了。
And I seeming looking back at it now seems to be ridiculous because already 12 years have passed.
说你到美国你需要有一个住的地方。
He came and he said, well, when you go to America, you need a place to live.
你有没有钱？
Do you have money?
我说你知道我没有钱。
I said, well, you know I don't have any money.
他说后来就谈到别的地方去了。
And we talked and the subject changed.
后来他就说那个时候我们住的房子他说想卖掉。
And at that time, he had thought about selling the then existing where we were living, the house there.
那每一次我们家里面这种大事呢，他总是来找我。他说：“哎，你要好好为我们卖房子的事情祷告。”
He would always ask me to pray for these major decisions of perhaps selling the house.
我记得很清楚，我跟我父亲讲。
And I remember very vividly when I said to my father,
我说爸爸
Father.
我说除非你要奉献十分之一要不然神不会祝福你。
That unless you're willing to tithe, God will not bless you.
他说没问题。
No problem.
可真的没问题，很快这个地方就卖掉了。
And very quickly, that property was sold.
我记得卖了将近1,000,000 台币。
And it was sold for close to 1 million.
10 million.
10 million. New ten a million. Ten one.
Well, anyway, 1,000,000. Okay, ten million. 然后呢，我就说，哎 ，Where is your promise?十一奉献。
And so I turned to him and asked him where his promise was.
没问题。
No problem.
他马上就开了100,000台币的支票。
And very quickly he wrote out a check for NT$1,000,000.
他就给我。
He gave it to me.
他说这是奉献给神的仆人李秀全。
This is given to God's servant, Morley Lee.
我很少手上拿那么重的一张支票。
Very seldom have I carried such a weighty check in my hand.
我很少看到100万是要给莫莉莉的。
And very seldom do I see a check made out for $1,000,000 for Morley Lee.
马上我的心就变成战场。
And immediately my heart became a battlefield.
对啊，我是神的仆人。
Of course, I am the servant of God.
他奉献给神，然后交给神的仆人，合情、合理、合法。
It seems very reasonable and lawful that he would give this check to God through the servant of God.
但是我不能不记得，我也是他的儿子。
And yet I could not but remember also that I was his son.
在趁我灵性很好的时候
，and so while my spiritual temperature was up，
所以我就跟我爸爸讲
，I said to my father，
我不能要
，I cannot take this。
他为什么不能要
？Said why？
你是神的仆人不是吗
？You aren't you the servant of God？
我说我也是你的儿子
，But I said I'm also your son。
我说你这个奉献动机不纯
，I said that your motivation was not pure。
我说你是给神的仆人，但是你这个神的仆人是你儿子，所以你根本是给你儿子的，不是给神的仆人。
Although your son is a servant of God, yet you're giving it to your son, so in a sense, you're not really giving it to God.
我爸爸说，那怎么办
？Then my father said, "Well, what do we do then?"
这100万怎么办
？What do we do with this $1,000,000?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣， 从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。